Denise, D-E-N-I-S-C, Hawkins, H-A-K-I-N-S, 12-18-52, scene 6, 2, 10 a.m., 6 to, yeah, 10 a.m. 71-year-old woman, currently on hospice, was evaluated for face-to-face at her apartment on 15255 Gray Ridge Drive in Houston, Texas, period. She's on hospice with end-stage COPD, also suffers from hypertension, chronic pain, bipolar disorder, hypertension, pedal edema, patient's blood pressure is better controlled since she's now back on her Norvasc and she had quit taking it for some time, period. Because of her, new paragraph, because of her end-stage COPD and a history of extensive smoking, she's O2 dependent. She uses 2 liters of oxygen and nebulizer on a regular basis, period. She is also tachycardic. She has dizziness because of her weakness and her overall debility. Suffers from memory loss because of hyperperfusion, decreased cognition. KPS score is 50%. No weight loss has been reported, period. She also has joint pain and chronic pain. Patient wants to continue to smoke. But she is helped, but she goes outside the apartment to smoke and is not exposed to it's not smoking around her oxygen, she tells us. Period. By the way, she's ADL dependent, wears adult diaper pull-ups, and has issues with bowel and bladder incontinence because of severe weakness, cannot get to the restroom in time, she tells us. Thank you, she tells me. Thank you.